This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Salem Media Group flagship radio stations in Tampa, Florida. And we are heard across America and some of America's great radio stations, also all across the Caribbean and streaming live online via the internet and on the satellite around the world. Now, a special shout out always goes out to our active duty military, our veterans. We also salute our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping with the coronavirus effort too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the janitorial workers, the maintenance, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs, and those bridge tenders, too. Thanks for all that you do to keep America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Facebook page, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and check out our all-new website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Take advantage of all the little things we have over there, too. All right, joining us right now, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Now, Denise Simon, if I were to mention the names of, oh gosh, let's see, Huey P. Newton, Bobby Seale, and take you back to 1966, what would you be thinking about?
Well, we had, back then, the Black Panthers Party, and the Black Panthers was an extension of the Weather Underground. And we have to remember very carefully. And for the listeners that had born around in 1966 or so, between those two groups, there were an awful lot of bombings that were going on. And the FBI was able to squelch a lot of this movement. But between the Weather Underground, which published a piece called Prairie Fire, and between the Black Panthers, who published what they called their 10-point plan, All of that has resurfaced today in a combination of Antifa and Black Lives Matter.
Yes.
Now, what's playing out on the streets today is really being lifted off of these two documents. I would also add, if you look very carefully, and I've done it once, I need to really kind of, and I did it in a cursory vein, the 2016 Democratic platform from the DNC convention reads a lot like these plans too.
Yeah.
Now, some of these people are out of jail, out of prison. Some of them are still there. Some of them have died. But if you understand these 10 points, we ought to be terrified.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'll go through some of them. But I would say at this point that I'm challenging the FBI director, Christopher Wray, to bring back some of these very old agents that would, in fact, I talked to one of them yesterday for quite a while, and I think that the FBI, Christopher Wray, needs to mobilize some people, some former agents, and begin to kind of clean up some of these things, whether it be Antifa and Black Lives Matter or, you know, what's going on with the Chinese infections that we have that Secretary Pompeo spoke about yesterday. So I asked my buddy, who is 30 years FBI, how many of you veteran FBI guys would go back on a call of duty? He said, I could think of about 1,000 of them that would come back just to help out. But anyway, let's go through this. What the Black Lives, the Black Panthers were demanding back then was an end to robbery by capitalists of our black and oppressed communities. They want decent housing. They want education for our people. They want all black men to be exempt from military service. They want to an immediate end to police brutality and the murder of black people. They want freedom for all the black men held in federal, state, county, and city prisons and jails. And they want black people, when brought to trial, to be tried in a court by a jury of their peers. And then they want land, bread, housing, education, clothing, justice, and peace. So they want to be able to determine their own destinies. They want to hold the federal government responsible and obligated to give every man employment of a guaranteed income.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound familiar?
It sure does.
Mm-hmm. They were promised 40 acres and a mule. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Not everybody got that. So what that really means is reparations. And I think it was Asheville, North Carolina, the city council just approved reparations, but they would not do it in a direct payout.
Nope.
They want white landlords to give them housing and lands that are made into cooperatives so that our community with government aid can build decent housing for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They want an educational system. As I mentioned, they don't want to be in the military. We will not fight for other people who kill people of color around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Ending police brutality. So all of these things have been listed, or that they're making demands of today have been listed from these documents.
That's right. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Go over to FoundersCode.com and check out the things she writes over there. Kathy, take us to the break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, Sulfur Lance Gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCo.com, is brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, Balance of Nature is a product that I've been taking for going on about three and a half months right now. And it's working for me. I've got a little bit more pep in my step. I'm not eating enough of the right kind of food, so I knew this would help me because it is fruits and vegetables. You take it in capsules. And certainly, who gets their daily requirement of fruits and vegetables, right? Well, I'm doing that too. But it's got some additional effects to it. Number one, I'm no longer snacking at night looking for candy bars as I walk by to grab a cup of coffee or whatever in the break room. So it's caused me to be able to lose a bunch of weight, like 30 pounds as of Tuesday when I went to the doctor. Now, there you go. Now, for a limited time, you can save 35% of Balance of Nature on your order. Now, I would suggest you check out the fruits and veggie capsules. But you can go to their website, balanceofnature.com, take a look at everything they have there, and then use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, to save 35% on whatever it is that you order. Now, keep in mind that you can also call them at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. So to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, balanceofnature.com, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. There you go. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCo.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, we've had a comment from or your statement there. Let me see if I can get down here fast enough to the page. Okay, Eric. This is Eric in Seminole chiming in. And Eric is saying, didn't the guy who organized the Stone Mountain March with guns and all that promise to bring 10 times the amount of people to Louisville, Kentucky?
seem to remember that. You know, I was trying to find out so I could be exact. It was either Weather Underground or Black Panthers made a statement. I don't know which to attribute it to, but they said, we will control your cities.
Mm-hmm.
We will control your cities. Shall we list the number of cities that they essentially control today?
Well, I guess we can. I mean, it's, an,
it's a rhetorical question.
Yeah, the blue states and the blue cities, the big blue cities and the big blue states. Not surprising as to where they're at. And by the way, did you hear de Blasio get out there yesterday and talk about, well, you know, it was so much safer here today. People said there was going to be rampant crime and all that when we let all these people out of prison. But it's actually been quite peaceful. And he got a bunch of people behind him clapping. I thought, boy, is this stupid. Because it's not true.
Well, it's not. And so Congressman Andy Biggs from Arizona has set forth a resolution in the House on condemning the statements made by Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and some of her ilk. And as a caveat to what we were just talking about, it says that whereas Ilhan Omar has documented history of expressing anti-American sentiments,
yep,
members of Ilhan Omar and members of Congress continue to advocate for a Marxist form of government that's incompatible with the principles laid out in the founding documents.
Correct.
And the next paragraph, which is what I just was talking about, whereas Karl Marx wrote in the Communist Manifesto that when in the course of development class distinctions have disappeared and all productions have been concentrated in the hands of a vast association of the whole nation, the public power will lose its political character, political power properly. So, and so-called is merely organized power of one class for oppressing the other. So, I mean, the resolution goes on, but what he is in fact saying here is precisely, he gets it, okay? He mm-hmm. has probably looked at Prairie Fire, and he's probably looked at, you know, the Black Panthers, you know, 10 points, plan. So anyway, we have this resolution that is, I guess, going to maybe be brought to the House floor. I don't know if Pelosi will allow that or not, but nonetheless, he gets it. I did not see if there were any other co-signers along with this. But, you know, Marsha Blackburn in the Senate, she certainly gets it too.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what we have here, ladies and gentlemen, and it's very important for us to kind of go back in history to see what was going on then, to see what is happening now.
Now, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had come out and made a comment. Now, the comment is the U.S. should limit which human rights it defends. Who's he talking about there, China?
Well, I mean, there's human rights violations all over the world.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
He is certainly not eliminating the Uyghurs. He is, you know, we are very concentrated on China and the Uyghurs.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got, you know, human rights violations going on in several countries in Africa. Libya has a true slave operation going on there.
Correct.
And I think we've kind of weaned ourselves for all things that are going on in Libya, but you've got human rights violations in Venezuela. So what I think, you know, what he's necessarily trying to say here is we have to, attack the, you know, we have to prioritize the targets. And he's not ignoring all violations, but they're prioritizing them.
Speaking of targets, what is going on in Iran? They keep having explosions. The Iranian defense is on high alert. I'm hearing that it's Israel that's doing whatever they're doing. There might be another virus, the Stuxnet type or something similar to that. But nobody's talking, and I believe Secretary Pompeo was asked about it yesterday.
And nobody is talking. Nobody. So there are warehouses. There are other buildings. There are command and control centers. And they're all, you know, having some kind of destruction happen to them. So a question was put to Pompeo day before yesterday, what the United States knows about it, and could this be, you know, some effort by Israel? And his only comment was no comment.
Now, I want to talk for a second about the Baham Richard, the assault ship. The fire by the Navy was declared officially out. It's still some areas that are smoldering, but the fire is officially
Everything is completely out.
I thought I saw smoke last night coming from it when I saw one of the videos. But maybe.
Thought I saw an old film. And
okay, well, they might have been blowing smoke out, too, with some of the fans. That is possible. But anyway, the ship, we don't know if it's salvageable. However, there is a brand new assault ship that is being commissioned just about now, which is kind of strange, but we have a brand new assault ship that's going to be coming out here fairly quickly.
We were having that anyway.
The USS Tripoli. Have you heard of that, about that one?
I have.
Mm-hmm.
But what the powers in and around the Secretary of the Navy are saying is that they will, in fact, the plan is to rebuild the ship.
Mm-hmm.
But that has not been approved yet. So they want to do that. They think it is certainly salvageable.
I guess it depends on the hull, too, doesn't it?
I have no idea. I have no idea. But they can do some very remarkable things in order to restore them. So that's the plan.
Okay. Eric is saying that he's concerned about whether or not there was sabotage involved. He says it sounds fishy. Colonel Jim and I talked about that this week, and they're definitely investigating that. They would have to under any circumstance, correct?
Well, yeah. They are certainly doing that. We tend to, you know, any of these kinds of things that happen, we tend to think that, you know, the whole story doesn't sound right and things sound fishy. We're kind of accustomed to challenging and questioning everything. So, but that ship had been put into port for some time for some upgrades.
Right. And it had been out for quite a long time, too. It had been out well over 6 months. All right. Talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel on the weekend show. Stay low.
Yep.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Try it on over there. Read her great articles. And then I'm sure you're going to be very well informed. Founderscode.com. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Yeah. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
COVID-19 is spreading across the United States faster than any point in the pandemic, and the number of new cases is accelerating throughout the month of July. The U.S. coronavirus count, which now is over 3,500,000, has increased by almost a quarter since June 30th, when the surging counts in California, Florida, Texas, and Arizona pushed the daily counts to new highs. Miami is now the new epicenter for the coronavirus. Before July 1st, the country had never seen a day in which 50,000 new coronavirus cases had been confirmed. Since that day, the record has been surpassed 11 of 16 days. The story is similar in many states. 22 states plus Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands had at least one record day of new coronavirus cases since July 1st. Alaska is now leading the pack, having set new daily records 7 times this month. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for a second Military and Veterans News Report. Brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with campuses in Concord, Massachusetts and Clearwater, Florida. We'll tell you all about that in just a couple of minutes here after the National Aviation Academy gets a chance to tell you about themselves. Now, keep in mind, you can have a tremendous career as an aviation maintenance tech, and here's how.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, keep in mind, the National Aviation Academy does have those two campuses for you to choose from, one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, the other one in Clearwater, Florida, down here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. And in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a fantastic career as an aviation maintenance tech, starting out with a salary of about $60,000 a year for a 40-hour week. Now, you can make a lot more than that.
a lot more than that because of the overtime that you'll be able to get. Plus, now hear this, if you wind up going to work overseas for a military contractor or maybe for a foreign carrier, you'll start out with a six-figure salary to go overseas. There's something for you. There's an incentive for you to shoot for. Now, I want you to go to the website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Check it out. And after you get done doing that, call and ask to take the tour at either one of the National Aviation campuses, either the one in Concord, Mass., or the one in Clearwater, Florida. The number to call is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It opens the door wide open for you. Now, the family of the slain Fort Hood soldier, Specialist Vanessa Gillen, will be meeting with President Donald Trump on July 29th in Texas. They will be coming to a rally that the president's going to be holding in San Antonio, and he's going to meet them privately off to the side. Now, that's quite a situation there with the murder investigation that's going on there over that specialist. Now, a military policeman's death at a Texas joint base is currently under investigation, too. Now, a Louisiana Army National Guardsman was found dead in his room at Joint Base San Antonio, Fort Sam Houston on Sunday, according to the Army. That's under investigation. By the way, the service is also trying to build a communications network that's big enough to include coalition partners, but small enough to fit on a truck and drive off to war. We'll see how that works out. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy sidestepped questions this week on when and how the pullout of 9,500 troops from Germany ordered by President Donald Trump will begin and where these troops will go. And we're starting to hear reports of where they might go. Poland definitely is one of the countries, and we'll see where else they wind up. Now, when a medical detachment of Army soldiers first arrived at University Hospital in Newark, New Jersey, back in mid-April to assist the mounting coronavirus fight there, they found themselves, they found overwhelmed doctors and nurses treating patients in the hallways. And they're currently headed out for a second deployment to help in some other states. We'll see how that all plays out. All right, two more sailors have been injured as of midweek as the Navy's fight to save the warship that caught fire over the past weekend reached its fourth day. And on the fifth day, the fire was officially declared out. Now, about 71 sailors and civilians were injured in that fire. And definitely an investigation is going to be underway right now. Now, ironically, there is a second America-class amphibious warship which has entered into the U.S. Navy fleet in an administrative action on midweek of this week, Wednesday, without the pomp and circumstance of a commissioning ceremony. It's the USS Tripoli, the second America-class amphibious U.S. Tripoli, now commissioned and in service in the Navy and getting ready to go off on its maiden cruise. Now, the Air Force, after a string of fighter crashes, the head of Air Combat Command, General Mike Holmes, will start visiting flying wings around the country as part of an effort to increase safety and training after a string of fighter jet crashes. You obviously want to get to the bottom of that as fast as you can. By the way, it's been more than a month since Airman First Class Natasha Apajian was killed at Grand Forks Air Base in North Dakota, and her parents say they're still struggling to understand why the service hasn't provided them answers. This is another case very similar to what happened down in San Antonio. We'll wait to see what happens there. Now, the Marine Corps and the COVID-19 pandemic may leave a legacy of focusing more on the health and physical readiness of individuals serving in the military.
according to the Sergeant Major of the Marine Corps. He said that yesterday in an online forum. The Space Force is in the news again. The newly formed U.S. Space Force is looking at future launches to bring on allied payloads or other ways to collaborate with the United Kingdom as a way to strengthen our international cooperation in space, so said the head of the new service. Now, the National Guard, governors of 31 states and territories, are asking the Defense Department for funding to keep National Guardsmen on the COVID-19 response missions through late fall and possibly the end of the year, according to the Pentagon. We'll see what happens there. By the way, there is a report today that the Washington NFL team could be renamed the Red Tails, as in the real Tuskegee Airmen, the Red Tails. Now, we don't know how accurate or how true that is, but that's something that's come out. Also, as college football programs across the country weigh the value of pursuing a 2020 season, soldiers and sailors across the country wonder, will there be an Army-Navy football game this year? Well, the Army and the Navy still expect it, so we'll see. We'll see. Now, when it comes to veterans, the guilty plea on Tuesday of this week by a former West Virginia Veterans Affairs nursing assistant to 7 counts of murder effectively closed the criminal investigation into a string of patients' deaths at a West Virginia medical center in recent years. But the case is far from over, as now lawsuits and lingering questions still are in the midst. And that'll be going on for quite a while. Now also, something else, proposed amendments to the fiscal 2021 National Defense Authorization Act would add 3 diseases to the Department of Veterans Affairs' list of illnesses presumed to be linked to Agent Orange. Measures that, if approved, would provide health care and disability benefits to roughly 22,000 effective veterans. Also, the U.S. Army has awarded BAE Systems a contract for the first 2 production lots of its limited interim missile warning system, $179 million going for that. Now, after decades of trying to break into the U.S. military aircraft market, Airbus is currently shifting course with a new strategy that will prioritize selling the off-the-shelf sensors, data, space and intelligence capabilities that have been customized for the U.S. government buyers. That's Airbus. We'll see how that works out. All righty. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. He'll be right back with me right after this break.
Don't
go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, indeedy. Well, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by our friends at Boomer Naturals. Now, right now, we are all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and that's one of the big changes by wearing a face cover. Now, the kind you wear really matters because not all offer the same protection. And Boomer Naturals has a highly rated consumer face cover with 3 layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. Now, these are in stock right now and shipped to you very fast, and these multi-use covers also are very affordable at about 30 cents per day. Now, one reason why these are so highly protective is the inner layer is enhanced by nano silver technology, which is woven right into the fabric that may enhance filtration and block droplets and tiny particles. Now, Boomer donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of people in need. So order today at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN20 at checkout and save 20%. Now, they also have wellness products there, including hand sanitizers and that sort of thing. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN20. BoomerNaturals.com, your source for in-stock face covers and more. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Speaking of face covers, Senator Dianne Feinstein wants to make it a mandate for all federal workers and include it in the next stimulus plan.
That's interesting to put that into a stimulus package. I don't know what it's going to definitely stimulate business for the companies that make masks, that's for sure.
Yeah, I guess maybe she's got stock in a company. Who knows? Okay, now, Congressman Lee Zeldin, who is a New York City congressman, has said that New York City will not survive under Bill de Blasio as mayor.
Well, I it's on its way out right now. I mean, I made this clear. You know, I've loved New York City since I was a kid. When my parents would go down a train from Albany to go look at some of the sites, I won't go in there. I mean, I refuse. I'm not going back in. That's a place that, you know, several months ago before all of this stuff kicked in, I would go out to dinner on a regular basis with my wife and friends and love the museums there. I have no desire to go back into the city, and I can tell you, there's many people that are just like me, and I don't know how it's going to survive. I really don't. The police force has basically been hamstrung. They can't do what they need to do. I mean, you can attack a cop and you can get let out of jail. That happened yesterday.
It did.
That were caught, they let them out. No cash bail at all.
Yep.
But, you know, property values are going to continue to drop. The city is going to, you know, is going to slowly but surely waste away. De Blasio has 18 more months, and I think he's going to see fit to really wreck the place.
Well, Bernie Kerik, who was the commissioner of the police force there at one time under Rudy Giuliani, 9/11 time and whatnot, he's come out and said that De Blasio supports people who want dead cops. That's pretty obvious.
Listen, I've never seen anything like this. And again, I don't even know why. Quite honestly, I really can't understand why the police department is actually standing for this. It doesn't make much sense to me. It's just you're putting your own police officers at risk by the way things are being handled.
They have a very strong union there, Chris, and I would have that union saying, hey, that's it. We're done. You go or we don't.
Yeah, I mean, it's just you can't allow this to happen. It's just people are going to get hurt, and they already have. Now there's no real fear anymore in the bad guys. So they can do whatever they want, and they get let out of jail.
Yeah, and we'll see what happens because we're ending a very bad time of the year with all the different things that are going on as we get closer to the election. Now, you know who Rupert Murdoch is, right?
Yeah, of course.
Isn't he originally from Australia?
Yes.
And that's where he started his global network of newspapers, is that correct?
Way back when. Actually, you can see one of the first projects. He made a great World War One movie with Mel Gibson early in his career called Gallipoli.
Yeah.
Which is excellent. Yeah, and he was involved in a myriad of things and also obviously working within the U.K.
Well, he's having problems in Australia right now. He is following a billion-dollar write-down on his business and a move to stop printing more than 100 regional newspapers in Australia. He's starting to, I guess pack it in is the only word I can think of.
It's difficult to make money in this the climate that exists today. I mean, you got to think the business in of itself back when, way back when I had a paper route. Back in the day, if you were looking for something to sell or to buy, you would go to your newspaper. They would have want ads. They would charge. There was a money-making business for newspapers. That whole area has gone away. People don't have a lot of physical papers anymore. People who put advertisements online recognize that, hey, you know what? People might not look at them or they may just click off them, where if it's on a piece of paper, it's kind of right there in front of you all the time. It's just the business has changed. And newspapers just didn't evolve with the times fast enough, and that's why they're going by the wayside.
Now, we know we have a stimulus bill coming this week. We know the House already got one out there. $3 trillion is what theirs is. It looks like they're going to throw that up there again to see if it'll stick. We're hearing the Senate's going to be around $1 trillion. But the White House this week came out, yesterday as a matter of fact, and said the stimulus bill must, emphasize the word must, include a payroll tax cut.
is a debate going on between Larry Kudlow and Steve Mnuchin. Steve Mnuchin's very much more of a Keynesian type of guy. From what I'm hearing, Steve Mnuchin wants to extend the unemployment benefits all the way to the end of the year like Pelosi does. So there's definitely a fight brewing within the administration right now.
Well, I think that would be a mistake because then you definitely are going to have people that are not going to go back to work and they're going to be sitting there again. There may or may not be job availability and they won't be able to hire any people to get there. So then what have you accomplished?
Oh, I agree wholeheartedly. I think it's just an absolute mistake to do that. You can't get paid more when you're unemployed than when you are employed. I mean, that's just common sense. So yeah. We're going to see what's going to happen and where the compromise is going to come. Mnuchin is saying that the payroll tax cut is not going to get through Nancy Pelosi. I don't know. They're going to have to come up with some sort of compromise.
Now, for the first time in 50 years yesterday, the 30-year mortgage rate fell below 3%.
Yeah, it's extraordinary. Actually, the 15-year is way down there, like closer to 2.5. So a great opportunity for people to get a much higher risk to refinance. And even if you're buying a home, I would even consider taking a look at that 15-year fixed rate at the rate that it is if you can afford that. Man, oh, man, that saves you a lot of money. It's a big dynamic when it comes to your financial plan.
And the New York Fed's John Williams is saying that the United States is going to need years to dig out of the deep hole we're currently in.
It's going to take time. Just on a small business level. You got to get people, excited and to actually go out and look to invest again and not feel afraid that the economy is going to get shut down. It's going to definitely be a dynamic change in regards to insurance and protecting businesses. Pandemic insurance is going to be a new thing, no doubt about it. So we'll see what happens.
And finally, Netflix, which is a company I believe Barack and Michelle Obama are involved in now with a movie production company of some sort, their shares plunged yesterday on a dim subscriber outlook. People just aren't subscribing to Netflix.
I think it's the subscriber growth. I think that's a part of it, too. I mean, a lot of people are subscribed to it already. And there's obviously a point in time where, that's going to obviously start hitting a wall. To some degree. I think maybe some people also are taking a look around at some of the other streaming sites that have opened up recently. Again, Netflix, I'm still trying to figure out because, they spend so much money on production and quite frankly, a lot of programs that I just think are just absolute garbage. So, I eventually at some point in time, they're going to have to get a little bit tighter with their belt.
Well, again, the Obamas have a production company there.
Yeah, and again, a lot of their programs didn't go over too well. Just weren't that interested. No.
No, they
They have their hits. They do. They just should focus on those.
Okay, I'm going to let you go. It's a Friday. We'll talk to you on Monday. So have yourself a great weekend and enjoy the fishing or whatever it is you're up to.
The cross bracket.
Okay, I'll see you later, Chris. Thank you very much. That's Chris Markowski, everybody. The Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the website. And you'll hear his show on many of these same stations over the weekend. I'll be right back with more of the Captain America Third Watch. Coming back with Frank Solano, managing editor of the Underground USA podcast.
This is the Captain's America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.